There is no dispute in politics as there is between moderate socialists and immoderate socialists, between the branches of communism, between Trotskyites and Stalinists. The closer they are together, then the little nuance that divides them takes on greater importance. And therefore, the slaughter becomes much more acceptable, much greater. If you'll see what's going on in Lebanon today, if you'll see what's going on in Northern Ireland between basically co-religionists. And in the Protestant world, during the wars that followed the Reformation, were not only wars between the Catholics and the Protestants among themselves cut themselves up pretty well. Because again, it's the fact that you're so close to me that makes my hatred of you greater. I can afford to be tolerant about another man's child's sins, but I cannot be tolerant about my own child's sins. I can counsel other people on how they can reconstruct and strengthen their marriage, but it's very hard to counsel oneself, because if my wife burns supper, then then she's entitled to be cut off without a penny, and etc. So the fact that both Christianity and Islam came from Judaism and adopted vast sections of Jewish thought and Jewish knowledge and even Jewish books into their religion made the difference between them more pointed, more difficult to bear, and therefore allowed terrible persecution throughout the ages at the hands of both religions. So the coming of the Arabs, the coming of the Muslims to the Jewish populations of the Middle East was and is a mixed blessing. And it changed the setup of the Jewish community. And that's what I wish to speak to you about this evening. This is an introduction to the period of the Gaonim. The Gaonim are the names of the rabbinic leader, is the term rather used to describe the rabbinic leadership of the Jewish community in Babylonia, which was the largest main Jewish community in the world from approximately the 7th century to the 11th century for 400 years, from the year 600 to about the year 1000. That is the period of the Gaonim, and the word Gaon was a title that was conferred upon the head of the academy, the head of the yeshiva in Bovel. Now, because of the fact that Jews always have a number of institutions, even when one will suffice, but they always have a number of them, so there were competing yeshivas in Bovel. Because there were competing yeshivas in Bovel, there were competing Gaonim as well, which added a certain color to the situation, as we will see. Now, the setup in Bovel was as follows. From about the year 200 before the Common Era onwards, 200 before the Common Era, meaning that from the Second Temple was standing yet in Jerusalem, in Bovel there was a man who was called the Reish Gelusa, the head of the exile, or is, as he is known, the exilarch. Now, this man was descended from the house of David, and he was descended from the royalty of the house of David. And he was the pretender to the throne of Judah, if and when the monarchy would be reinstated and the king would be taken from the house of David, he would be the king. And he was granted by the Babylonian authorities temporal powers, because the Jewish community in Babylonia, as I have discussed with you, had an almost autonomous state where the Jews had their own police force, they had their own taxing ability, to a certain extent they had their own legislation.